A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Monday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 16 through 18.
Jesus said to the crowds, "No one lights a lamp to cover it with a bowl or to put it under a bed. No, he puts it on a lampstand so that people may see the light when they come in. For nothing is hidden, but it will be made clear. Nothing secret, but it will be known and brought to light. So take care how you hear. For anyone who has will be given more. From anyone who has not, even what he thinks he has will be taken away."
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one lights a lamp to cover it with a bowl or to put it under a bed. No, he puts it on a lampstand so that people may see the light when they come in. For nothing is hidden, but it will be made clear. Nothing secret, but it will be made known and brought to light. So take care how you hear, for anyone who has will be given more. From anyone who has not, even what he thinks he has will be taken away."
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through Him, with Him, and in Him, listen to the Word. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one lights a lamp to cover it with a bowl or to put it under a bed. No, he puts it on a lampstand so that people may see the light when they come in. For nothing is hidden, but it will be made clear. Nothing secret, but it will be known and brought to light. So take care how you hear. For anyone who has will be given more. From anyone who has not, even what he thinks he has will be taken away."
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.